Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Not much I can say about Liberty Forum, you guys.
Well, right. I mean, it's an excellent event. This is, what, your third one? Third
year? Yeah, third year now.
You're getting old hat at
I'm
this.
I'm becoming a vet. Slowly becoming a veteran of this.
Now, you host a show called Off the Air Live. It is heard only on LRN.FM and a few other radio networks. But you're on the air on some pirate radio stations, but not on licensed FM radio stations. Why is it that you are not heard on licensed FM radio stations?
Why? I can't make myself do that. I've done it a couple times, though, and you know that.
Yeah, that's right.
I have done a few shows on WGAN.
In Portland, Maine.
Yeah, in Portland, Maine. It was a very interesting experience just putting myself out there in the world of regular people.
Without saying the F-bomb?
Right.
Well, yeah. You know, I'm actually, believe it or not, relatively good at not swearing.
You mean even on your off-the-air live show? Because you swear all the time.
Well,
on the
that's show. Because I can.
Right.
You let me. So, you know, at that point, it's no holds barred. But, you know, on GAN, I'm not even worried about the swearing thing. It's the fact that, like, even the simple issues to me were, like, legalizing marijuana. That's, like, so far beyond me. But to most other people,
They've never heard that before.
The calls will light up with stuff like that.
Yeah, I heard one of your shows. I didn't know you'd done a few of them at this point, but I think I heard the first one that you did on real radio on the station. You worked for a radio group there in Portland.
Yep.
And so they had you kind of filling in, and you're used to doing this sort of, I don't know if raunchy is the right word. I guess that would be more of a word for Flaming Freedom, but this sort of hardcore show where you say what you darn well feel like. You talk a lot about your experiences doing drugs, for instance, like LSD and MDMA, which I think is very
interesting. Which I would love to talk about at some point.
Yeah, absolutely. I find that content to be particularly interesting. But, you know, that would really rattle some cages if it were heard, you know, in the middle of the day on a conservative talk station.
Oh, yeah. I spent a whole hour just on weed legalization the last time I was on. It was beautiful. I was surprised. There were some people that called in that were like, you know, yeah, I have a medical marijuana license. I know exactly what you're talking about. I mean, those people are out there.
Yeah, sure.
Even some of the older people listening to AM radio still, they're out there, you know.
Well, I thought Maine was supposed to be a hip place with this, right? Like, they've had decriminalization since the 1970s there. You knew that,
know,
right?
I did not know
did
that.
Maine and
I should know that.
Maine and hip said together in the same sentence.
Maine is one of the next states that's supposedly going to be, you know, the next state to have legal marijuana in 2016.
Oh, really?
So I've been reading a bunch of these articles. Like, there's like five or so states where they're like, they're definitely going to have legal marijuana by 2016. Maine always ends up on that list. Alaska was on that list, but didn't they just like legalize like a couple weeks ago?
Yes, they did.
Mm-hmm. That was out of nowhere. I was shocked.
They voted for it back in 2014, yeah. And so it went into effect about 2 weeks back.
I thought that was just Colorado.
No, 2014. No, so okay, 2012 was Colorado and Washington. They voted then on voting initiatives that the people put on the ballot.
Yep.
And then it was Alaska and it was Oregon. So Alaska and Oregon and Washington D.C. Went through with legalization in 2014. Alaska went into effect first. Oregon is coming up, I think, this summer, June or July, and then Washington, D.C. also went into effect.
The whole western seaboard of the United States, marijuana's legal, and somehow these politicians and the red states and the purple states are sitting there quaking in their little lady, old lady shoes saying, oh, we can legalize marijuana. The whole western seaboard is legal, and somehow, you know, fire and brimstone isn't coming down from the skies.
Well, there's a lot of fire, but it's probably coming from lighters. That's about it. Here's what I don't get, though. So why is it that they can legalize it, which is cool, but then it takes, like, a year for it to be fully in effect?
Because government, that's why.
But what are they doing the whole time?
Well, the
it's almost like they're high. They're just, like, standing around, like, yeah, we'll figure it out later.
They're as high as they want to be.
Whoa.
Yeah. What are they doing that whole time? It really should just be, like, the day that they legalize it. It's just weed anarchy. That's all I want. You know what I mean?
Well, part of it in Alaska is they so it's like a two phases. The first phase is it becomes legal to possess, I think, up to an ounce in Alaska, if I'm recalling correctly. That's what happened a couple of weeks ago. But there's no regulatory structure in place yet. So the Alaskan government guys have a certain period of time, I think it's like a year or three-fourths of a year or something like that, to actually write the regulations, and that will then result in a legal selling situation. So right now it's legal to possess, but not legal to sell to someone. You can legally give it to another person, but you cannot legally sell it.
Well, see, Maine is in a very interesting situation, which is kind of like that right now, where we've legalized it in a few different cities.
Wait,
so,
really?
Yeah, so it's legal in Portland, Maine. Last year, I believe.
Do they have shops?
No. So, okay, so like you were saying, it's legal to possess but not to sell. So
I see.
It's Portland, Maine, South Portland, and I believe York. I don't even know. It doesn't matter.
So if a cop finds you with marijuana in Portland.
Well, but here's the thing, though. It's only technically legal.
Mm-hmm.
The next day after, you know, the election happened and it was made legal in Portland, everybody was excited. But then the police chief came out and said, like, well, we're not going to enforce the law any differently because we're following the federal law. Now, what pisses me off about that...
They can't enforce federal law.
I
can do whatever the hell they want, though.
I guess.
Well, you can't, as a cop in Portland, Maine, you cannot charge somebody federally. They can't do that.
Here's what.
Am I right about that, Seth Dipple?
He's giving me
the lawyerly look here. It depends.
I may be misquoting. But here's what always pisses me off about that is the fact that, like, well, medical marijuana in general is breaking the federal law, right?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, what?
Medical marijuana?
So,
there are states, obviously, where you can get medical marijuana legally in a state, but that's breaking the federal law.
Mm.
And we've seen that in California where the DEA just comes up and just, I want to shut your shop down
because
we feel like it. You know what I mean?
Because we can.
But in Maine, we've had that for years. So what's the difference by just having, you know, legal recreational marijuana? If we have medical marijuana, what's the big difference? We've already been breaking the federal law. You know what I mean? Like, let's keep doing it. Why puts out now?
Absolutely. And hopefully we're going to see some progress in that area in New Hampshire soon. And rumor has it that decrim may be possible this year.
I'd love to see it, but I can tell you what the cops are scared of. And it's pretty obvious. In Colorado, they saw, what, $60 million in revenue. So much revenue, they actually had to write the taxpayers back checks, which has got to really bother them. But what they also saw was like $145 million in costs that are no longer there when it comes to prosecution and enforcement. So this is what the police are worried about. They want that money.
That's a budget for them, sure.
They understand, look, this is a relatively safe job going out and busting people with marijuana, not dangerous police work, and we have a much larger budget because of it. Obviously, some of that's split with the prosecutor's office, who also wants to keep it going, and, those kind of things. But they confiscate people's cars, people's homes, people's boats, and a variety of other things because of marijuana, and they want to continue to do that. They're motivated, like every other organization on the planet, by the money. And marijuana, by and large, is the money behind the drug war.
Well, they're also motivated by power, and they like to have power. They like to have control, and having, as Seth Hipple pointed out before, having cannabis being legal or decriminalized, actually, I don't know if he said this on the air or not, but he pointed it out to us, that essentially takes away the ability for the cops to search. You know, if they smell marijuana in your vehicle, they don't get to say, I smell marijuana, and then bust you out of the vehicle and toss the thing. So that takes away a lot of their power as well. In fact, there's a headline here over at truthvoice.com that claims that six Colorado sheriffs have filed a federal lawsuit that seeks to reverse marijuana legalization in the state, saying that it should be overturned because it makes them uncomfortable. They don't like having to choose between enforcing the Colorado Constitution and the U.S. Constitution, even though marijuana prohibition isn't in the Constitution.
And their badges say Colorado.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand
it's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market, making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing, to be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So who else will you meet at the Get Prepared Expo? For starters, from Republic Broadcasting, John Moore and John Statmiller. From GCN, Aaron and Brad Dakins, Joyce Riley, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us are the instructors whom you've learned to trust. Surgeon of the Year, Dr. Norman Shuley. Engineer, Matt Stein. The real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Author and analyst, Captain John Reagan. Your counterterrorist from Central America, Mike Ma. Dental center owner and my dentist, Dr. Howard Shane. Radiation instructor, Craig Douglas. Author and survivalist, Rich Sheehan. Author, Judy Dollarhite. Cancer center owner from Mexico, Dr. Patrick Vickers. Bug out expert and pilot, Captain Bill Sermo. Beekeeper, Jeff Maddox. Seedsman, Mike Knox. Author, Gayla Pruitt. Author, Harry Cooper. Food expert, Joe Acapenti. And Bill Whaley, the junk man. March 27, 28, and 29. GetPreparedExpo.com, the largest preparedness and survival expo in the USA.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. The live Saturday edition continuing on here from the Liberty Forum 2015 edition. It's always a good time at this event. So many great liberty-oriented people coming together in the same hotel here in Manchester, New Hampshire for a weekend, and it's an absolute blast. We look forward to seeing you here in New Hampshire one of these days as part of the Free State Project. And that includes you, Cody O'Connor, who still living in Maine. I've heard you were, no, you don't have any immediate plans to come to New Hampshire. Is that true?
I don't know. I'm pretty happy with my job and my life up in Maine. I like visiting, you know. Yeah. Everybody's convinced me to visit more often, so I'm definitely going to try and make it down more.
Good. Well, it's always nice to see you, and even if it is just once or twice a year, your website, by the way, is offtheairlive.com.
Yeah, so I do a radio show. It's on LRN.FM every Saturday night at 10 p.m. Like you said, it's raunchy, it's explicit, it's filled with swears, but it's also full of freedom. So if you're into all those things, you can hear that right after the Saturday night Free Talk Live. So I'm going to be hanging out after this show, doing my live Liberty Forum show.
So offtheairlive.com for more of Cody. Mark, tell me about Fort Galtz.
Yeah, I want you to imagine a place that's warm, where there's affordable accommodations for those who are looking to establish a little home base outside of the U.S. Not some sprawling, vast complex of estates or anything like that. It's just like a little condo building or a ski resort, and has some pretty cool common amenities like a maker space full of tools, a restaurant, a bunch of places to relax and socialize. This is the concept behind Fort Galt, and you can go check them out at fortgalt.com. They have a really great website with a really great video there. I recommend going to take a look and just to see how well put together this is. There's only room for about 100 people in this project, so don't wait until the place is full. Check it out for yourself. It's fortgalt.com, and I think you're going to enjoy it. So there you go, in Chile. It's exciting. FortGalt.com.
According to the story here, it's actually, we talked about this one, TruthVoice.com. They actually cite a USA Today story that is coming out of Denver. Sheriffs from Colorado and apparently Kansas and Nebraska are suing, saying in a suit filed Thursday that Colorado's marijuana legalization creates a, quote, crisis of conscience, unquote, by pitting the state law against the Constitution and puts an economic burden on other states. The lawsuit asks the federal court in Denver to strike down Colorado's Amendment 64 that legalized the sale of recreational marijuana and to close the state's more than 330 licensed marijuana stores. If this suit is successful, it will be truly horrible. So hopefully it'll get kicked out before it even goes to a full hearing. But lead plaintiff Larimer County Colorado Sheriff Justin Smith calls the case a constitutional showdown. Each day, he says, he must decide whether to violate the Colorado Constitution or the U.S. Constitution. Colorado legalized recreational marijuana.
What the hell does the U.S. Constitution have to do with marijuana being legalized? I think it's very interesting that alcohol had to, you had to get a constitutional amendment to prohibit alcohol sales, but somehow you didn't have to get a constitutional amendment to prohibit marijuana sales. This guy, it's like he's never read the Constitution. I swear to you,
I bet cannabis he hasn't.
And marijuana don't show up in the Constitution. Please, sheriffs, stop trying to interpret the Constitution.
Although it was probably all written on hemp paper, though, man.
Yeah, it is.
Good chance of that. He says, quote, Colorado is asking every peace officer to violate their oath. What are we supposed to do? Or excuse me, what are we being forced to do makes me ineligible for office. Which constitution are we supposed to uphold? I mean, this is a ridiculous case, and hopefully this court, in this case, Mark, they'll agree with you and basically say, hey, yeah, buddy, try reading the Constitution. You're supposed to enforce the laws. You're supposed to swear an oath to the Constitution, and the idea behind swearing an oath to the Constitution is that you're swearing an oath to respect people's rights. That's kind of the concept there, is that, you know, we're going to be police, our job's to enforce the law, but not if the law conflicts with people's rights. In theory, that's what a police officer is supposed to do in the United States. but they got it all kinds of screwy. So, since we're talking about drugs, Cody, you said you wanted to discuss drugs and such. You do this quite frequently on your show, Off the Air Live, at offtheairlive.com, which I think is one of the unique parts about your program. You get, I don't know, it's kind of esoteric in a way. Like, you know, not everybody is necessarily going to be able to relate to a sort of in-depth discussion about the not just the effects, but how the use of psychedelic drugs specifically can kind of change a person. It certainly has, it seems to have affected your outlook on life.
Every time it does. The last time I was on the show, I talked about my mushroom experience at Pork Fest, which wasn't the
first time.
First time experience on mushrooms, which definitely took me to a very insane level.
How much did you eat? Is this something you recommend for normal folks? Like, unlike you?
Do you want to do mushrooms with me, Mark?
No.
Define normal. Am I not normal to you?
I don't know. I got nothing.
I probably did, 2 or 3 grams. Not a whole lot of mushrooms, but it was enough to take me to the level of unlocking the door to my consciousness and destroying time in my head and, you know, feeling unity consciousness and all these things. But what I found that is very interesting now that I've done acid, which I did a couple weeks ago.
For the first time?
For the first time.
How much?
Two tabs. I don't know.
Wow. I've never even done that much.
I don't know how many milligrams.
Kids' eyes definitely don't recommend that.
And it was good. It was strong, good acid. To me, the difference between mushrooms and acid, and I don't know if this is just me speaking personally, with mushrooms, it kind of like, it gave me the ego death that I want.
I've had that happen on mushrooms.
But it didn't get me prepared enough to be ready for it. So, like, when I was at the peak of my mushroom experience, I wasn't really prepared. I was kind of confused by it. I was kind of, there's a lot of anxiety. Mm-hmm. When I did LSD, it was totally different. Like, when I was coming up on LSD, it almost consoled my ego in a way and made me feel really good before it destroyed it. So there was about, like, literally 2 hours of me laughing maniacally, like the Mad Hatter. I'm literally
glad you came back from this mentally.
Everything was hilarious. I actually asked my friend. I was like, "Is there any way I can undrop acid? Because I don't know if this is okay. Am I always going to be like this now? This is bad." No, but I remember like because I did it with my friend Melinda was like in the other run trip sitting, and anytime
that's an important thing. Yeah.
It is. Yeah. So anytime I felt kind of weird, I would always go in the other room and like make her console me. But when I was laughing maniacally, I went in there and
she, so wonderful.
She had one of these tied to go sticks, and she was just like cleaning off a stain. And it's not funny, but I thought it was funny. I was just like, stupid. What are you doing? It was funny to me. Like, literally, like, and my friend explained it to me perfectly. What it is like you're realizing the absurdity of your own existence. Mm. And that's kind of cool. Like, all of a sudden your perception changes. Like, oh, I'm not afraid that I exist. It's absurd that I exist. It's funny that I exist. And what you get when you come back from all that is that, you know, as Bill Hicks puts it, life is just a ride. You might as well make it a fun ride. You might as well get all of the laugh and fun out of it. And there's a lot you can take out, especially as an activist. You can take a lot out of that, which is, don't be afraid, because we're all going to die anyway.
It's true.
So just do what you feel's right. Do what's going to be fun for you. And have a more positive outlook on it.
And be safe about it. There are certain precautions to take. You mentioned your girlfriend was the sitter, having somebody who is, you know, experienced or at least sober to kind of look after you, doing your research, going to arrowid.org, learning about this. I imagine you did a lot of research before this dive. So don't just jump off the cliff into psychedelics. There's a lot to learn. And again, that's arrowid.org. And Cody, get more of him and more detail on his trips over at offtheairlive.com. We'll come back with more from the Liberty Corps.
I had my buddy Mark turned me on to guns80.com. I got to tell you, I didn't want to buy any more firearms. I didn't want a paperwork trail headed back to Big Brother. I want 100% privacy. I want to be an invisible gun owner. Hello? So Mark says, hey, you know, guns80.com, Ghost AR-15. Ghost means invisible. Get it? Ghost AR-15, guns80.com. I got a couple, if you know what I mean. Go to guns80.com or call 844-2-GUNS80.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus, deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're live from the Liberty Forum, 2015 version of the Liberty Forum. Always a great event with wonderful people. So many people, you can't possibly meet them all. There are hundreds of people here who love freedom, many of them already living in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, people who have taken their lives and literally uprooted them from wherever they're coming from and come to New Hampshire to get active so we can achieve some semblance of liberty in our lifetime. You can go to freestateproject.org to get signed up there. We're going to continue with some more great guests, plus your calls at 855-450-FREE in a moment.
If you've heard about cryptocurrencies or Bitcoin, you probably don't know necessarily where to go get them. Well, go to ExpressCoin.com. They're the best choice for getting your cryptocurrencies. They've got Bitcoins, Litecoin, Dogecoins. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. They're a licensed money services business, so you don't have to worry about the federal government coming in and shutting them down or anything like that. You can get your cryptocurrencies with a money order or a check. Just start off at ExpressCoin.com. Whether you're in the U.S. or Canada, it's ExpressCoin.com. You can even do it from your smartphone by downloading their app. Now, When you go and buy, use coupon code FTL. And if you get less than $40 worth of your favorite cryptocurrency, whatever it might be, you'll pay no fee at all. It's at expresscoin.com, and the coupon code is FTL.
So, coming up here, your phone calls. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. In fact, let's go first to, I believe we have Gary, listening in Indianapolis to WIBC. Hello, Gary.
Yes, sir.
Hey, welcome. Go ahead, sir.
My understanding, all the years that I've grown up, I was under the understanding that when you hired a lawyer, is he not your servant for as long as you are hiring him? Whether it be
yeah, because you're paying him to be your servant.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And hypothetically speaking, say you go to a library and you're reading some law books and then you go back to him, and when you're having a case, you bring that up and say it pertains to your case, and he's looking at some other books. They kind of veer off, and they don't want, they seem, some of them seem to act like they don't want to talk on them line. Is it because that they...
But they don't want to talk what?
They don't want to talk on those lines because they...
You mean you're giving them a suggestion as to what direction you think they should go in, and they're saying, no, we should go in a different direction?
No, it's something you've read and say something to them about that, and they're leading other books to maybe help them with their own case and your case.
Right. It sounded like you just rephrased what I said to you. Mark, are you...
Yeah.
Could you get a little more specific with this? Because I really don't understand.
Okay. If you ask your lawyer why he can't do certain things, and you think that he's not telling you the truth, is it because he's wanting to win the case his way for you, or...
It depends. I mean, here's a good legal answer for you. It depends. Thank you, Gary, for the call. And the answer is that lawyers, some of them are terrible, and you may have a bad lawyer. If you feel like your lawyer is lying to you, fire him and hire a different one. There have been people who have gone through two or three different attorneys before they finally find one that actually, can gel with them correctly.
Yeah, but there's some things that you might read on the Internet that are just, bunk legal theories that the lawyer... may not know exactly how to tell you that this just is nonsense.
Well, right. I mean, like I said, it depends. I mean, hopefully you would hire an attorney whose opinion you trust. But if you're just picking one out of the phone book, then you don't know what you're necessarily going to get. Let's continue here. We got a special guest I want to bring in. We'll get back to your calls here in a little bit. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We've got David Bose with us. David, welcome to Free Talk Live.
Thank you.
You are one of the executives over at the Cato Institute, correct?
That's right. I've been there a long time.
Welcome. Glad to have you. First time ever, I believe, on Free Talk Live.
Yes, it is.
And is it your first time in New Hampshire?
No, I've been to New Hampshire before. In fact, Cato Institute for many years held an annual week-long seminar at Dartmouth.
Ah, okay. So when was the last time you were here?
The last time I was here was about 4 or 5 years ago when I spoke at Dartmouth, not as part of Cato's seminar.
So this is your first time at a Free State Project-oriented event, then,
yes,
correct?
Yes, I believe it is.
And how have you been enjoying yourself so far?
Well, I have been enjoying it. There have been some good speakers. I heard some very interesting speakers last night and again today. There's a good crowd. It's a more middle American crowd than you get at some libertarian events, so that's interesting. There are some people here that I work with as academics, so it's been fun.
And I love this event. It's a lot of fun. NHLibertyForum.com is where you can go. What were you speaking about at the event? You did have a speaking gig.
I was speaking about my new book, The Libertarian Mind.
Uh-huh.
And specifically what I talked about here was how deeply rooted in America libertarian ideas are. And I think libertarians are often too negative and depressed, and everybody's against us, and I just wanted to remind people of how deep ideas like individualism and free enterprise and not trusting people in power go in America.
So you brought some history up, I take it?
I did.
And so tell me a little bit. Give me a taste, an excerpt, if you will, for our listeners who could not make it here. What did they miss?
Well, what I talked about was often libertarians are very negative. There's a great book mm-hmm. called The Road to Serfdom. Great book. It's not the full story of the way the world works. We are not on the road to serfdom inevitably. And people often think they are. So I talked about how there actually has been a lot of progress toward freedom in the world, and a lot of that is because liberty-minded people act and people read books, and because these ideas are, as I say, deeply rooted in America. Distrust of government is in America's DNA. People came over here because they didn't like being told what to do by the monarchies and aristocracies of the old world, and they came over here to create a country of equal freedom under law, of individualism, of self-reliance. Equality is a basic American belief, but it's equality under the law. It's equal dignity. It doesn't mean we all are going to end up equal in possessions or anything like mm-hmm. that, but we're equal under the law. A lot of Americans would say we're equal in the eyes of God, and liberty comes from that equal creation.
We did have Nick Gillespie on our program earlier, and he kind of had a similar positive message about how things are moving in the direction toward liberty, not just in the United States, but around the world as well. Are you seeing that too?
Yes, I think that's right, and I tend to focus on more political things. Nick, I think, focuses more on pop culture. He's very into that, and he points to the plenitude of culture in modern America. You know, some people talk about how we now have a increasing concentration in the media. Are they kidding? You know, there's everything from Free Talk Live to Fox News now to the internet challenging the traditional media. When I was growing up, we got one or two newspapers in my hometown. You couldn't get newspapers from out of town like the New York Times or the Wall Street Journal. There were three networks. That's all there was. Now, you can be growing up in a small town, and if you want to read the New York Times, you can. If you want to read the Times of London, you can read that. If you want to get any idea in the world on the internet, you can find that. So that's part of the cultural change that we see, and I tend to focus on things like the Tea Party movement, the Free State movement here, the marriage equality movement, the marijuana legalization movement. All of these reflect traditional American attitudes of skepticism about power and of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
So what this draws to mind is the United States slipping down on the charts of economic freedom for me. So I've seen the Fraser Institute puts out a chart and the Heritage Foundation put out charts. And in both cases, the United States has been, I think it's below the 10. It's between the, you know,
yeah, down
10,
to 15 or 18.
Yeah, 15 or 18 in those charts. And that's those are frightening trends when you hear places like Canada, who didn't fight a revolution for whatever reason, New Zealand, you know, places like this. I think New Zealand's would be the freest place economically from an English-speaking standpoint, or I guess that's not true.
Well, Hong Kong Singapore has a lot of English speakers.
Yeah. And Singapore, the language is English, too. So what do you think about those things, slipping down the charts like that?
Well, it's absolutely true that in the United States, in the past few years, not just Obama, but really the Bush-Obama years, we fell from about third to 15 or 18 on those economic freedom charts. That's a bad thing. If you look at the entire world, though, the striking thing is that on the Economic Freedom of the World report from Fraser, since 1975...
Hold that thought. I'm going to make you hold that. We're going to come back with you, David Bowes, in moments on Free Talk Live.
How fast are new Allegra gel caps?
I didn't know you got a cat fast.
How strong are new Allegra gel caps?
10 more logs to go strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gives you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms in just 1 hour. 2 times faster than Claritin and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's relief when the pollen's off the charts strong, even in the convertible.
New Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster. Nothing's stronger. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain name, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
All right, this is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain here. If you're already on the lines, we're going to do our best to get you on the air. Here as we're live from the 2015 Liberty Forum, kind of loaded up with guests, which is unusual for this program. We generally don't focus on interviews, but there's so many interesting, unique people at the Liberty Forum that, you know, we just don't usually get the chance to meet these folks, so might as well talk to them on the radio. One of them is David Bowes. He is one of the top dogs over at the Cato Institute and was speaking today. Today at this particular conference, the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, put on by the Free State Project every year, he was here talking about his new book, The Libertarian Mind. And your speech was entitled The Libertarian Mind in America. David, welcome back.
Thank you.
You were getting to a point. If you could recap.
I was getting to a point.
Recap briefly what you were saying so our listeners just tuning in will have some idea.
I was saying around the world you have seen a lot of progress toward free markets and toward human rights, women's rights, gay rights, rule of law, and one of the examples is in the Fraser Institute report, Economic Freedom of the World. They've been rating the economic freedom of about 150 countries since 1975, and I think every report they've done, world economic freedom has gone up a little bit. May have ticked down once or twice during the recent recession. So while the United States is falling, there are other countries that are rising, and the world trend is up, and especially in China and India. So that's like 2.5 billion people,
a lot of people
who are moving in a free market direction.
So it's not so much that the United States is falling behind in economic freedom, it's that other countries are moving.
The United States is getting worse. Now, in a broad sense, I do believe that we are overly depressed about thinking, oh my God, the United States used to be free and now it isn't. But there's no question that in the last dozen years or so, we've definitely done some bad things in economic freedom.
So what do we do about that? I mean, what are the solutions? I mean, surely there are people listening right now. They're like, I don't know what I can do.
Well, we have lots of reform ideas. The question is how you get them through. There are some institutional changes that might help. Term limits might help. A balanced budget amendment to the Constitution might help. Obviously, changing the people in government might help.
When has that ever worked?
Well, you know, when Ronald Reagan was elected, tax rates were cut.
He increased the size of government by 69%.
Yeah,
we
just didn't pay for it.
Well, tax rates were cut. The economy boomed. Look, Jimmy Carter got elected and he deregulated finance, telecommunications, and transportation.
Yep.
Now, I wouldn't have voted for him, and I don't think he was overall a good president, but those good things did happen.
Some people have called Jimmy Carter the most libertarian president of our times. I mean, I have to Recarving Rushmore is the book that I read on that, and I'd have to go back and reread the argument for it. But I was surprised.
Well, he did deregulate those things. He tried to impose a lot of energy regulation, most of which didn't happen. And Ivan Eland, the author of Recarving Rushmore, is a real peacenik. Jimmy Carter didn't take us into a war, so he counts that a lot.
That's a good point.
During the Carter administration, I remember the greatest non-interventionist scholar saying, I think the administration has achieved non-interventionism by virtue of bumbling incompetence.
Whatever it takes.
But that counts.
Yeah. So, David, welcome back to New Hampshire. I'm glad you've been enjoying yourself. What are your thoughts on the Free State Project?
My view is that the government should move to New Hampshire and leave the other 49 states to the rest of us.
No, we would definitely not like that. There's enough government here, let me tell you.
I believe in letting 100 flowers bloom, and so I believe in having think tanks, and I believe in people making libertarian movies, and I believe in people trying the free state idea, and I hope it works. And if it does work, it will serve as an example to other states, just as low-tax countries and free trade countries serve as an example to other countries.
Absolutely true. I mean, already New Hampshire is a destination and has been since before the Free State Project. People have been moving for decades to New Hampshire.
Because there's no income tax.
Well, that's one reason, but also because the government here is relatively small and unobtrusive compared to the other governments in the United States. And so the Free State Project is sort of just bolstering that trend in New Hampshire, people who are fed up with New York or California or Illinois. And
Massachusetts
especially, although certainly there's a concern that some of those people bring some of their pro-government mindsets up here, and there's a lot
but
of...
We've kind of refuted that. I mean, recently there's been some numbers that look at the amount of people that have moved for the Free State Project, and when you factor in sort of kids, you're talking about something like a third of the people that have moved to New Hampshire over the course of the last couple of years have been people who have moved for the Free State Project.
I don't think you can factor in kids to that, but
there's certainly factoring in the other people's kids,
yeah.
So you have to factor kids in. I mean, kids are moving, right?
They're not necessarily moving for the Free State Project.
If they're being moved by their parents, they are moving for the Free State Project.
Yeah, but nor are they necessarily libertarians. In order to move for the Free State Project,
I didn't claim they were libertarians. I said they moved for the Free State Project.
Yeah, that's not really an accurate statement. You have to sign a statement of intent saying that you intend to move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project.
Would you get the same percentage if you only measured the number of adults moving to?
You'd get about 25%.
Just 25%. Adults?
Yeah, about over the last 4 years, the total net migration, including international migrants, because actually most people who are born in New Hampshire are leaving New Hampshire, so it's actually people from around the world that are coming here. That's where the bulk of the movers comes from to New Hampshire. The percentage of international, of all migrants to New Hampshire is 25% is for the Free State Project over 4 years.
Even so, when you figure in, people moving up from Massachusetts, you got to figure some of those people are conservative and some of those people are liberals. And the chances of those people being activists is remarkably low. So when you're talking about the sort of net power of people moving for the Free State Project, you're still talking about the Free State Project having net power of people moving to New Hampshire. The Free State Project still holds tremendous this way.
It's been a lot of fun being here, David. We've been here since 2006, and watching this movement grow as more liberty-minded people come here and concentrate, it proves the power of numbers, that when we get people who love liberty together, they can have a greater influence over their neighbors and over their communities and actually bring us to more freedom sooner. We've seen this year, or in 2014, 18 Free State Project participants were elected to state representative offices as Republicans and Democrats. And, you know, the Libertarian Party, try as they might, they just can't get elected beyond dog catcher or soil and water conservation board in most parts of the country. But here, libertarians are actually winning election. It's really amazing.
Well, and in my home state of Kentucky, which I once rated as the least libertarian state in America, we now have a semi-libertarian senator and a pretty libertarian congressman.
The times, they are a-changing. David, let's see, how do people get your book? And what's it called again?
The book is The Libertarian Mind, and you can get it anywhere books are sold, online services, retail bookstores, or the Cato Institute.
So you can get them in dead tree form and e-book form?
Yes, absolutely.
Fantastic. The Libertarian Mind. When's the audiobook coming out?
Well, that's a good question. That's up to Simon and Schuster, and they haven't planned one at this point. So they need a groundswell of public demand.
There we go. Libertarian Mind.
By the way, you can go shopping for David's book through our link on Amazon. You go to shop.freetalklive.com. You enter Amazon through the links you'll find there, and then type in The Libertarian Mind, and then when you order that through shop.freetalklive.com, we'll get a cut of the sale. That's not taking anything away from you, David. It's taking it away from Amazon's profits.
Let's take it away from the big company.
So once again, that's The Libertarian Mind by David Bowes from Cato Institute. Thanks for coming on Free
Thank
Talk
you.
Live. We appreciate it. Let's go to Scott here in Ithaca, New York, listening to WNYY. Hello, Scott.
Hey, how's it going tonight?
Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I think that the best healthy way to drift towards getting a political system that might work for more people is going to be not with with particular labels, although, you know, the Democratic Party, the Republican Party, you know, the Libertarian Party, they all have their good points and bad points. And although people in each party think, you know, that are strong within their party, think that their party has all the answers and has all the, you know, the right solutions, it's actually, I'm going to say emphatically that that's actually not the case. So if you can construct, and this is what I'm working on, if you can construct people that they might be affiliated with a particular party, but I'd like to think of it more as a pie chart type person. And what I'm saying is, in other words, like I consider myself, I'm a Democrat, and I'm a progressive, and I'm a liberal, but I don't, and they're labels, for sure. But I actually would consider myself sort of a part-time libertarian, a part-time conservative, and...
Well, yeah, I think it is silly to try to apply the term Democrat or Republican, for instance, because, you know, they don't mean the same thing to everyone. Scott, we're short on time. I thank you for the call tonight. Let's bring Austin on the line in Indianapolis, listening to WIBC. Hello, Austin.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, you have to go quickly. You've got about 30 seconds. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I'm a young 20-year-old adult, and I didn't get to vote in the last election because my birthday is around November, but I'm wondering who I should vote for in this upcoming election. Who's a good libertarian-minded person?
I don't know.
Let David handle that one.
Oh, we do still have David sitting on a microphone, but which up? I presume he means 2016. How the hell do we know who to vote for? I mean, there's nobody on the ballot yet, right?
Well, that's right, and you have to look and see what the candidates campaigned for, and being from a think tank, I don't tell people who to vote for, but I'm hoping there will be more libertarian candidates running in the presidential election than there were last time.
Yeah,
I'm going to go out on a limb and say that Rand Paul is probably going to be the most libertarian or liberty-oriented candidate that's going to be available on the Republican ticket, so I'm going to go ahead and do that.
On the Republican ticket, but I think he meant the general election, Mark. So that
I don't know what's going to happen in the general election.
That would probably be the Libertarian candidate, even, as long as they don't go with someone like Bob Barr again. All right, we're out of time for tonight. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, we'll be back in our Keene studios. Thanks for being here from the New Hampshire Liberty Forum 2015.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Nothing compares to a good cup of coffee. But if you're getting your coffee from the store, you're likely not getting a good cup of coffee. Free Talk Live's teamed up with BuzzBox to bring you a free pound of the best coffee, shade-grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is that for every 10 people that get coffee through our link, coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another microloan through Kiva. When the loan's paid, we lend the money again. Help others, one cup at a time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.